And we have some news about that shoot down of Malaysia Airlines Flight 17. That's the attack that killed 298 people in the skies over eastern Ukraine nearly 2 years ago. Russian officials are trying to discredit a new report that implicates the Russian military. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports from Moscow.
The latest report comes from a UK-based organization called Bellingcat, which bills itself as a group of citizen investigative journalists. Much of their work is done by volunteers who sift through open-source information on the web, including social media and satellite imagery. Bellingcat has focused on a number of big stories, such as the war in Syria and the terror attacks in Paris. The group was launched with a crowdfunding campaign and says it now receives a grant from Google. The Bellingcat team has been interested in the MH17 case ever since the plane was shot down in July of 2014. Early on, the group found photographs of an anti-aircraft missile launcher that were taken in eastern Ukraine on the day the plane was shot down. Elliot Higgins, one of the founders of Bellingcat, says his group linked the missile launcher, called a Buk, to the Russian 53rd Air Defense Brigade. That unit is stationed in the Russian city of Kursk, not far from the Ukrainian border.
We discovered quite quickly that the soldiers there were using a lot of social media, posting photographs of each other, photographs from the base.
The photographs included pictures of their equipment, including their Buk missile launchers. The launcher that was believed to have shot down the Malaysian airliner had an identification number that was partly worn away, but the researchers were able to pick out other unique characteristics. They included a dent in the side of the launcher and even the pattern formed by soot around the exhaust pipe.
So we looked at all these details and we were able to establish the number of the missile launcher, which was 332.
In other words, Bellingcat is saying that MH17 was shot down by a specific Russian missile launcher that was documented to be in eastern Ukraine at the time. The spokesperson for the Russian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Maria Zakharova, dismissed the Bellingcat report. She says it was the work of amateurs who ignored the information put forward by Russian experts and professionals. And, she says, the motives behind it are sinister. She says, we consider this whole campaign to be an attempt by certain destructive forces to demonize Russia by creating an image in the mass consciousness that's very far from reality. Elliot Higgins says much of the information provided by the Russian experts has been refuted. He says there's a simple reason that Russia's been so adamant about rejecting any suggestion that its troops were involved in the shootdown. Russia has continually denied that it ever sent any troops or equipment across the border into Ukraine.
So to admit that they were responsible for MH17 is not only admitting to the murder of 298 people, but also admitting that they were lying for months and months to their own country people.
The safety board in the Netherlands, where the flight originated, recently completed its investigation, saying the plane was most likely shot down by a Buk missile originating from territory controlled by the Russian-backed separatists. Dutch police are now conducting a criminal investigation into the attack, which may finally conclude who fired the missile. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Moscow.